Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling financial freedom.
Oh, yeah.
Not just dreaming about it.
Right.
But like really understanding how to achieve it.
Yeah, yeah.
You've shared some excerpts from Robert Kiyosaki's Cash Flow Quad.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say,
yeah,
his perspective is pretty unconventional.
It definitely challenges some traditional thinking. Kiyosaki goes beyond just talking about money.
Right.
He dives into the systems behind wealth, how our mindset affects our financial journey, and ultimately how to break free from the rat race.
Okay, so let's dive in. Kiyosaki starts with this concept.
Okay.
Called the cash flow quadrant.
Yes.
What's that all about?
It's a model that categorizes people based on their source of income.
Mm-hmm.
He divides it into four quadrants. Employees, or S, self-employed, or SS.
Gotcha.
Big business owners, or Bs.
Okay.
And investors, or S.
Yep.
It's not just about how much you earn,
right,
but how you earn it.
Yeah.
And the mindset that goes with each quadrant.
So someone could be making a lot of money.
Exactly.
But still be in a quadrant.
Yes.
That might not lead to
financial
freedom.
For example, employees, or S, trade their time for a paycheck.
Okay.
Working for someone else's business.
Yeah.
Security and stability are high priorities for them.
Right.
Which is why they often seek out steady jobs with benefits.
Makes sense.
Then there are the self-employed, the S.
Okay.
They're their own bosses.
Right.
Which gives them a lot of control, but also a lot of responsibility.
Right.
Think doctors, lawyers, or small business owners.
Okay.
They have specialized skills they use to generate income.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So where do the Bs and S fit into all of this?
That's where Kiyosaki's ideas get really interesting. The B quadrant, big business owners, focuses on creating systems and teams that generate income.
Right.
Even when they're not directly involved in the day-to-day.
Okay.
Think of it like building a machine that makes money, even when you're sleeping. They leverage their skills and resources to build something bigger than themselves.
Ah, so it's about creating a business that can operate and grow.
Precisely.
Without you needing to constantly be there.
And that brings us to the investors, the quarter stories, is they make their money work for them by investing in assets like real estate, stocks, or even other businesses.
Okay.
Their income isn't tied to trading time for money.
Right.
But rather letting their assets generate passive income.
Okay. I'm starting to see how these quadrants paint a very different picture.
Yeah.
Of how we think about income.
Yeah.
But Kiyosaki argues that some quadrants are better than others.
That's right.
For achieving financial freedom, right?
That's one of his key arguments.
Okay.
He believes the B&I quadrants, the big business owners and the investors,
right,
offer the greatest potential for building lasting financial freedom.
Okay.
He challenges the traditional idea of climbing the corporate ladder,
right,
or even just being self-employed, emphasizing that true independence comes from building assets.
Right.
That generate income, whether through a business or investments.
So he's suggesting that the traditional advice of get a good job and save money.
That's right.
Might not be enough to achieve true financial freedom.
And one of the reasons he questions that traditional advice is because of how the economic landscape has changed.
Right.
Take the Tax Reform Act of 1986, for example.
Okay.
Kiyosaki points out how this act benefited business owners and investors,
right,
while often putting employees at a disadvantage.
That's interesting because most people probably don't think about how tax laws can impact their ability to build wealth.
Exactly. And that's why Kiyosaki stresses the importance of financial literacy.
Yeah.
He wants people to understand how the system works, how to leverage it to their advantage,
right,
and how to protect themselves from potential risks.
Okay.
He even argues that relying solely on a job for financial security is actually incredibly risky in today's world.
That's definitely a different way of looking at risk.
He challenges the conventional idea of risk.
Okay.
Arguing that true security comes from diversifying your income streams.
Right.
And building a solid financial foundation.
Yeah.
Through assets that generate cash flow.
So it's not about avoiding risk altogether.
Exactly.
But about understanding how to manage it.
Exactly.
Effectively.
And speaking of challenging conventions.
Yeah.
Kiyosaki also has a rather controversial view of assets.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to owning a house.
I've heard he argues that a house is often a liability, not an asset.
It does.
That goes against what a lot of people believe.
And here's why.
Okay.
While a house might appreciate in value over time,
right,
it also comes with a lot of ongoing expenses.
Yeah.
Mortgage payments, property taxes, maintenance, and so on.
Right.
Kiyosaki argues that unless your house is generating income for you,
okay,
like a rental property,
right,
those expenses are actually draining your cash flow each month.
Yeah.
Acting more like a liability than an asset.
So for Kiyosaki, it's not just about whether something increases in value.
Precisely.
But whether it's putting money in your pocket,
right,
or taking it out.
Precisely. And he really urges people to look at their finances through that lens.
Okay.
To understand what truly generates wealth and what doesn't.
Right.
He wants you to question assumptions.
Yeah.
And think critically about your financial choices.
I'm starting to see how his approach really emphasizes financial literacy.
Absolutely.
As a key component of achieving true financial freedom.
He believes that everyone needs to understand how money works.
Yeah.
How to manage risk.
Right.
And how to make informed investment decisions.
Okay.
In fact, he breaks down investors into 5 different levels.
Okay.
Each representing a different level of understanding and sophistication when it comes to managing money.
That's fascinating. Could you tell us a little more about these 5 levels of investors?
Of course. At the most basic level, you have those who are just starting to save.
Okay.
Then you have those who are dipping their toes into investing,
yeah,
maybe through mutual funds or retirement accounts.
Mm-hmm.
As you move up the levels, you encounter investors who are actively seeking out opportunities.
Okay.
Analyzing deals.
Right.
And building their own portfolios.
Okay.
And at the highest level, you have those who are creating their own investment vehicles.
Wow.
Understanding complex financial instruments.
Right.
And really mastering the art of making money work for them.
It sounds like he's encouraging people to move beyond just saving.
Exactly.
And to become active, informed investors.
Exactly. And he doesn't shy away from the fact that this takes time and effort.
Right.
He even shares his own personal story of struggling financially.
Oh, wow.
Even being technically homeless at one point.
Really?
While building his financial foundation.
That's really interesting. I didn't realize he had gone through,
yeah,
such difficult times financially. Mm-hmm.
He wants people to know that he's been there.
Right.
Made mistakes.
Yeah.
And learned valuable lessons along the way.
Mm-hmm.
He had to overcome the traditional mindset he was raised with.
Right.
Just like many of us do.
Yeah.
To achieve the financial freedom he has today.
That's inspiring. It shows that financial freedom isn't just for a select few.
Mm-hmm.
It's attainable for anyone willing to learn, mm-hmm, and put in the effort.
Absolutely.
But it sounds like a lot of it boils down to challenging our assumptions
about
money and wealth.
Kiyosaki is all about challenging conventional wisdom.
Okay.
And empowering people to take control of their financial futures.
Right.
He believes that with the right knowledge, mindset, and actions,
mm-hmm,
anyone can achieve true financial freedom.
So how do we put all of this into practice? Kiyosaki outlines 7 steps.
He does.
For achieving financial freedom, right? I'm really curious to hear more about those.
And they provide a practical roadmap for moving from the left side of the cash flow quadrant, the employee and self-employed side,
yeah,
to the right side,
okay,
the business owner and investor side.
Right.
Are you ready to explore what those steps entail?
Definitely.
Let's dive in.
All right. So let's break down Kiyosaki's 7 steps,
okay,
to finding your financial fast track.
Okay.
Remember, these are all about moving from the left side of the cash flow quadrant,
right,
where you're trading time for money.
Right.
To the right side,
yeah,
where you're building assets and generating income.
It sounds like a journey of transforming your relationship.
Exactly.
With money and work.
And the first step is all about minding your own business.
Okay.
Now, this doesn't necessarily mean starting a business right away.
Right.
It's about taking ownership of your financial future.
So it's more of an internal mindset.
Exactly.
Becoming more proactive and responsible for your financial well-being.
It's about setting clear financial goals.
Okay.
And developing a plan to achieve them.
Right.
Think of it as becoming the CEO of your own life.
Mm, financially speaking,
yeah,
even if you're still working a 9-to-5.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're taking charge.
Yeah.
What's the next step on this roadmap?
Step 2 focuses on taking control of your cash flow.
Okay.
Kiyosaki emphasizes understanding where your money goes each month.
Mm.
You need to track your income and expenses.
Right.
And make sure you're not spending more than you earn.
That sounds pretty basic.
You'd be surprised.
But I imagine it's something a lot of people struggle with.
Many people live paycheck to paycheck without really examining their spending habits.
Right.
Kiyosaki offers practical advice.
Okay.
Like, creating a budget,
yeah,
identifying areas to cut expenses,
mm-hmm.
and even using debt strategically.
Using debt strategically. That seems a little counterintuitive.
It can be.
Most financial advice warns against taking on debt.
But Kiyosaki distinguishes between good debt and bad debt.
Okay.
Good debt, like a loan on a rental property that generates positive cash flow,
right,
puts money in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Bad debt, like high interest credit cards,
right,
or loans on depreciating assets, drains your cash flow.
So it's not about avoiding debt entirely.
That's right.
But understanding how to use it to your advantage.
And that leads us to step three. Knowing the difference between risk and risky.
Okay.
Kiyosaki argues most people find investing risky,
right,
because they lack financial education.
Yeah.
They don't understand how to evaluate investments, manage money, or mitigate potential losses.
So being financially illiterate is actually the riskiest position you can be in.
Exactly. He emphasizes that educating yourself about finance is key to reducing risk,
mm-hmm,
and making informed investment decisions.
Right.
Read financial news.
Okay.
Attend seminars. Play his cash flow game. Even hire coaches to help you learn the ropes.
So it's about empowering yourself with knowledge.
Absolutely.
To make smarter choices.
Step four builds on this, deciding what kind of investor you want to be.
Okay.
Kiyosaki identifies three types.
Okay.
Those who seek problems.
Okay.
Those who seek answers. And those who seek an expert to tell them what to do.
I have a feeling he's not advocating for blindly relying on someone else's advice.
You got it. He believes that relying solely on an expert without understanding the principles,
right,
is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
He advocates for becoming a problem-solving investor.
Okay.
Someone actively seeking opportunities, analyzing deals, and developing their own strategies.
So it's about becoming an independent,
precisely,
informed investor.
Yeah.
Not just following the crowd.
This ties into step five, which is finding mentors.
Okay.
Kiyosaki stresses surrounding yourself with successful people in your desired areas.
Right.
Learning from those who've already walked the path is invaluable.
It's like having a guide through the often confusing world of finance.
Exactly. Kiyosaki encourages finding both positive role models,
okay,
and reverse role models.
Okay.
People who've made mistakes you can learn from.
Right.
Which brings us to step six, possibly the most challenging.
Okay.
Making mistakes and learning from them.
I can see how that could be tough.
It is.
Especially when it comes to something as important as our finances.
But Kiyosaki believes the path to success is paved with failures.
Right.
Embrace your mistakes. Analyze what went wrong.
Okay.
And use those lessons to improve your financial decision making.
It's about developing a growth mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing setbacks as opportunities for learning.
He emphasizes that even successful investors make mistakes.
Right.
It's about how you learn and move forward.
Okay.
Finally, step seven is about the power of faith.
Faith. How does that play into financial freedom?
Kiyosaki believes achieving financial freedom requires more than just knowledge and skills.
Oh, okay.
It takes unwavering belief in yourself and your ability to succeed, overcome limiting beliefs, negative self-talk, and the fear of failure.
So it's about cultivating that inner confidence,
uh-huh,
and resilience.
He even shares a story about how his high school guidance counselor told him he'd never amount to anything.
Oh, wow.
It's a powerful reminder that you determine your success, not someone else's opinion of you.
These steps are really about the whole person.
That's what makes them so powerful.
Not just the technical aspects of managing money.
They can be applied by anyone, regardless of their financial situation.
Okay.
Whether you're just starting out or have some investing experience.
Right.
These steps provide a clear roadmap.
Right.
And Kiyosaki emphasizes taking baby steps.
Building momentum over time, not looking for a get-rich-quick scheme.
Exactly. It's a long-term game.
Right.
And consistency is key.
Yeah.
He also acknowledges that the path to financial freedom isn't always easy.
Right.
He encourages people to find their passion.
Okay.
Something that keeps them motivated during challenges.
That's so important. Finding that inner drive that fuels your journey.
He even mentions his passion was education.
Really?
Ironic, considering he disliked school.
Wow.
But it highlights the power of discovering what excites you.
Okay.
Once you find that,
yeah,
it can make all the difference.
It's about aligning your actions with your why. So we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
From different income streams to the importance of mindset,
yeah,
and taking action.
What I find fascinating is Kiyosaki's emphasis on financial education.
Yeah.
As a tool for empowerment.
Right.
It's not just about making money.
Right.
It's about understanding the system,
right,
making informed decisions, and creating a more secure and fulfilling future,
okay,
for yourself and your loved ones.
It's about taking control and becoming financially savvy,
right,
not just accepting the status quo.
And Kiyosaki highlights that this journey isn't just about individual empowerment.
Okay.
It's about creating a more equitable system as a whole.
What do you mean by that?
He argues that the current financial system is designed to benefit those who already understand how to play the game,
right,
which can leave the average person at a disadvantage by increasing financial literacy.
Right.
He believes we can level the playing field and create a more just and prosperous society for everyone.
So it's about breaking down those barriers to financial success.
Exactly.
And making sure everyone has the opportunity to thrive.
Exactly. That's why he's so passionate about education.
Okay.
He believes that by teaching people about money, investing, and business, we can empower them to create a better future for themselves and their community.
It's about equipping people with the tools and knowledge they need to succeed.
Yeah.
Not just leaving them to figure it out on their own.
Precisely. And it's not just about making money.
Right.
It's about managing it,
yeah,
making it work for you.
Right.
And using it to create a positive impact.
That's inspiring. It's about shifting the focus from accumulating wealth to using your financial resources for good.
And that brings us back to finding your passion.
Okay.
Kiyosaki believes that aligning your financial goals with your purpose creates a much more meaningful and fulfilling journey.
So it's not just about chasing dollars.
Exactly.
It's about using your money to support the things you care about.
Exactly. That's what true financial freedom is all about, having the resources and flexibility to live a life aligned with your values, allowing you to make a positive contribution to the world.
This has been an incredibly eye-opening deep dive. We've covered so much ground, from the cash flow quadrant to the importance of mindset, mentors, and taking action.
What I find so compelling is how Kiyosaki encourages us to question everything, to challenge the status quo, and to think critically about our financial choices. He doesn't give you all the answers, but he provides the tools for you to find them yourself.
He's more like a financial guide than a financial guru.
Exactly. He empowers you to become your own financial expert, to take control of your destiny, and create a life of abundance and purpose.
For those of us ready to embark on our own journey toward financial freedom, what's one key takeaway you would leave us with?
If you only remember one thing from our discussion today, let it be this. Never stop learning.
Great.
The world of finance is constantly changing.
All right.
And the more knowledge you have, the better equipped you'll be to navigate those changes and create lasting wealth.
So it's about staying curious,
precise,
informed, and always expanding your financial knowledge.
And remember, you don't have to go it alone.
Right.
There are resources, books, courses, mentors, and communities out there ready to support you.
And if Robert Kiyosaki's story teaches us anything, it's that anyone can achieve financial freedom.
Absolutely.
No matter where they're starting from.
It's about having the courage to challenge your beliefs.
Okay.
Take action and believe in yourself. So go out there, embrace the journey, and start building the financial future you deserve.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Robert Kiyosaki's Cash Flow Quadrant.
Of course.
We hope you've gained some valuable insights.
Yes.
And are feeling inspired to take control of your financial future.
Remember, financial freedom is within your reach. Start today and never stop learning.
Until next time, keep diving deep.